BT corn is still effective against pests that target corn stalks. However, the toxin the gene creates occurs in smaller amounts in the roots, making them more vulnerable. It also means that even if the rootworms are not resistant, there will still be some present in the field. Ag educator Angie Peltier says farmers don't necessarily need to apply pesticides.
So it's important to determine the level of damage you're experiencing. Is it a level of damage that we would expect with this moderate or low dose of the BT protein in the root tissue, or is it more than that?
Peltier is with the University of Illinois Extension in Monmouth. She says farmers can get a free analysis of the level of rootworm in their fields from the extension at their field day later this month. Peltier says farmers can help combat rootworm resistance by rotating between corn and other crops, and also by varying the specific type of BT they plant, which can contain different forms of the toxin. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.